Shabbos Daf Ayin Aleph. Rava says, if you ground and reaped produce the size of a dried fig, that's the minimum amount to be liable for reaping and grinding, and you didn't know that it was Shabbos, but you knew that what you were doing would be malacha, and then later you reaped and ground again produce the size of a dried fig, but this time you knew it was Shabbos, but somehow you didn't know it was malacha. Now what's the case here? You first found out about the first thing that you did where you didn't know it was Shabbos, and then you found out about the second time you did it where you didn't know it was malacha. So the first chatas that you bring for the grinding and the reaping is going to atone for the second grinding and reaping that you did where you didn't know it was malacha. However, if you first found out about the second case where you didn't know it was malacha, and then you found out about the first case where you didn't know it was Shabbos, now here's where it gets interesting. The chatas for the second reaping, right, that you're bringing that you found out about first, is going to atone for the first reaping. And since that first reaping is connected to the grinding, that's going to atone for the grinding as well. However, Rava says that is not going to also atone for the second grinding, which you found out about first, because since you didn't know what you were doing was malacha, therefore you have to bring a different carbon for each act. However, the second reaping is going to allow you to atone for both the first reaping and the first grinding, but the second grinding is going to have to be separate. Abaye says, however, no, when the first grinding is atoned for, that's also going to drag along the concept of gera that we'll get into in a second. That's going to drag along the second grinding and atone for that also, which basically means you only have to bring one chatas in all. However, we see from here that Rava does hold of some form of grera. Grera is where you can bring one carbon chatas and it can atone for two acts of the same halacha. Rava does hold of some form of grera, we see from here, because he allows the second reaping to atone for the first reaping. However, we see that Rava doesn't hold of grera because there's a case that if someone accidentally ate two kezesim of chelev, forbidden fats, and he found out about one of them, right, and then he subsequently ate a third piece of chelev. So basically what we're dealing with here is where you accidentally ate a first piece of chelev and then a second piece of chelev. Now you found out about the first piece of chelev that you ate, so the first and second are going to be connected, but then you found out, so that's going to break it apart because now you found out about the iser. Now you come and ate a third piece of chelev. So the second and third, though, are going to be connected because but you didn't know about the second, but you only found out about the first. However, since you found out about the Aveira, that's going to split between the first one and the third one. So we're basically left with the first and second are combined because those happened in one unawareness period. Then you found out about the first one. That's going to separate the first from the rest of them, but the first and second still stay connected. But then the second and third are also going to be connected because you were unaware of both of those. So Rava says, if you brought a carbon chatas for the first Aveira, then the first and second, which are connected, are going to be atoned for. If you brought it for the third piece of chelev, then the second and third are going to be atoned for because those are connected. And if you brought it for the second one, since the second is connected both to the first and to the third, then everything is going to be atoned for. Abaye says, no, if you brought a chatas for any one of them, they're all going to be atoned for because Abaye subscribes to the idea fully of grera. We see from here that Rava doesn't subscribe to grera. He doesn't hold that the atoning for one of them can drag along the second one. So that's why the Gemara is going to say, no, after Rava learned about this from Abaye, he agreed with Abaye. However, if Rava does hold of grera, why doesn't the first grinding atone for the second grinding? Why does he have the distinction that the second grinding is not going to be atoned for? The reason for that is because the first grinding is only atoned for because it's dragged along by the first reaping, meaning the second reaping atones for the first reaping, which then atones for the first grinding. However, that's not going to also go another step further and atone for the second grinding. He doesn't hold of a grera on a grera on a grera. So now, what was obvious to both Abaye and Rava is that one chatas can apply to both the first and the second reaping. However, this was not obvious to Reb Zerah, because Reb Zerah asked Rav Ashi, if you reaped and ground produce, which was the size of half a dried fig, right, half the minimum amount, and you didn't know it was Shabbos, and then you reaped and ground a second half of dried fig, but in this case, you didn't know what you were doing was malacha, do they combine? Because the first one you didn't know was Shabbos, the second one you didn't know was malacha, so Rav Ashi is going to say, no, they're not going to combine, because since they would require two different carbon chatas, because the first one was you didn't know Shabbos, the second one you didn't know was Malacha, therefore they're not going to combine their amounts so that you wouldn't even be liable. However, is that true that whenever you need a different carbon chatas, they're not going to combine? We have a Mishnah that says that if you accidentally ate two pieces of chelev, you would only bring one carbon chatas. If you accidentally ate chelev, blood, nosar, which is food, a carbon eaten after a specified time period, and pigol, which is where the Cohen had the intention to eat it at the wrong time period, then you would have to bring a carbon chatas for each one of those. Now, if you ate one half kezesim of one type of iser, right, you had half a kezias and then half a kezias of one type of iser, you would bring a carbon chatas. However, if you ate half a kezias of one type of iser and half a kezias of a different type of iser, you would not bring a carbon chatas because they can't combine. They're two different things. So now the Gemara is going to ask on this, why does it have to say two half kazaisim of the same isser, you would bring a karban chatas? If you ate half kazais of one isser and half kazais of the same isser, you'd have to bring a karban chatas. It's so obvious that they combine. So Reish Lakish says in the name of Bar Tutni, this is where you ate them as two separate dishes. You had half a kazais of one isser as one dish and half a kazais of the same isser as a different dish. And the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yeshua, who says that different dishes separate, right? If you have something in different dishes, they separate. So you might have thought that this is both, he's teaching this both as a leniency and a stringency. So this, that even in this case where it would be a leniency where you don't want them to combine because they're in two separate dishes, you might have thought that's what Rabbi Yeshua says, that we're going to look at this leniently and not combine them. So this is coming to teach us that he only looks at this, that he only applies the case where they're two separate dishes for a stringency. That in this case, we're not going to be lenient and say they're two different dishes, they're two separate things, we're going to combine them. However, here, we have a case where when they're each a kezias, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the two dishes will not combine, right? If you have one kezias of one isser and one kezias of another isser in and the same isser in two different dishes, they're not going to combine. You would have to bring a separate karban chatas for each because they're two separate isser. However, if they're half a kezias and half a kezias, then they will combine. So we see that even though you might have to bring a different karban chatas for each dish, they would, when they're half a kezias, they would still combine. So even when they're two different karban chatasim, they would still combine. So that seems to disprove what we had said. So the Gemara is going to say back, no, you're bringing that case about where you're bringing in this whole thing of Reish Lakish on the case where you're eating two halves of one type of Isser. However, we're teaching Reish Lakish on the case where you eat two half kazesim of different Isserim. Because we're going to say, did it really need to tell us the case where you're not going to bring a Karman Chatas if you ate half a kazais of one Isser and half a kazais of a different Isser? Obviously, you're not going to bring a Karman Chatas because those are two different Isserim. So that's why Reish Lakish Bar Tutni says in this case, it's where this is really a case where you had two pieces of one Isser, and the reason that it says they're two different Isserim is because you had them in two different dishes. And this is going like Rabbi Yehoshua that says the different dishes are separate, and here in this case it's both for a leniency and a stringency. It's coming to teach us that Rabbi Yehoshua says that when they're two pieces of one Isser in two different dishes, even when on a lenient, this we're even going to use this leniently to say that since they're in two different dishes, we are not going to combine them. So that's what this is coming to teach us. However, since the latter case in our Mishnah is one Isser in two types, in two different dishes, then the first case has to be one Isser in one dish. However, obviously when you have one type of Isser in one dish, they're going to combine. So Rafuna says, no, that's a case where you realize that you ate the first half of Chelev and in one dish, and then you, or the one type of Isser, and then again, you accidentally ate the second half of that same Isser in the same dish. And the reason this is a novel ruling is because we're going like Rabbi Gamliel, who says that they combine in this case because realizing that you ate less than the minimum amount of the Isser is not considered a realization. Since you wouldn't have to bring a Karban Chatas, the realization doesn't separate them in this case. So even though you did realize between the first half and the second half, that's not going to separate them. Now, if you accidentally ate one kezias of Chelev and then you found out, you ate one kezias of Chelev and then later you ate another kezias of Chelev and you found out about the first one and then the second one, Rabbi Yochanan says you bring two Karban Chatas because this realization between the first and the second is going to separate them. And Reish Lakish says, no, you only bring one. Rabbi Yochanan learns this in the pasuk of Achat Atov Evi, that you bring it for his sin. The pasuk says you bring it for his sin, meaning each sin separately. And Reish Lakish learns it from the pasuk of Mechat Atov Nislachlo, from his sin, and he'll be forgiven. That you bring, even if you bring a Karban Chatas for some of your sin, you're going to be totally forgiven for everything. So what does Reish Lakish do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? He's going to say that pasuk that says you bring two karbanos is where you discovered your sin after you brought the Karban Chatas. Once you brought your Karban Chatas, it can't retroactively atone for anything you found out, and that's where you'd have to bring two karbanos. And what does Rabbi Yochanan do with Reish Lakish's pasuk? He says that pasuk is talking about a case where you ate one and a half kezesim of chelev by accident. And then you found out that you ate one kezias, but you didn't realize you ate another half of kezias. Then later, you ate another half of kezias while you were still unaware of that first half. So this pasuk that Reish Lakish is bringing in is teaching us that the first half of the kezias, the first half kezias that you didn't initially realize is going to be atoned for with the chatas of that first kezias. I mean, it's all going to be together. Even though you didn't realize the half kezias, it's going to be bundled together with the one you already ate. And therefore, the second half is not going to combine with the first half because that first half was already atoned for. So Ravina asked Ravashi, do Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish disagree where you discovered the second accident before you designated the chatas for the first Avera? And Rabbi Yochanan is saying, since you discovered the first Avera before you discovered the second, that's going to separate it. The realization came in between, so it's going to separate it. And Reish Lakish holds, no, only designating the karban separates them, that once you designate the karban for the first one, that's going to separate them. But Reish Lakish would agree that if you separated them, Reish Lakish would agree that they're separate if you designated the karban before you found out about the second, meaning you ate the first, found out about it, designated the karban, and that's going to separate it from the second. Or do they disagree where you discovered the second avera after you designated? Where you discovered the second avera after you designated the karban for the first one. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the designation between the first and the second of designating the first karban separates them. And Reish Lakish holds, no, only actually bringing the karban is what separates them. But Rabbi Yochanan agrees, if you found out about the second one before you designated the karban, then you'd only bring one chatas, that only the designation separates it. Or do they argue in both cases that if you discovered the second avera before you designated it, and in the case where you discovered the second avera after you designated it, right? They disagree about both. What separates them, the discovery or the designation? So Rav Ashi answered back, it makes sense that they argue in both cases, because if Reish Lakish agrees in the case where you discovered the second avera after you designated the karban for the first avera, then you'd bring two. If Reish Lakish says that, then Reish Lakish could have just explained Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk as a case where you discovered the second avera after you designated the karban, and that's why that pasuk is talking about two. But since Reish Lakish doesn't say that, he clearly doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan. And if Rabbi Yochanan agrees that if you discovered the second avera before you designated the karban for the first one, you'd only bring one karban, then Rabbi Yochanan could have just explained Reish Lakish's pasuk as where you discovered the second avera before you designated the first one. However, since he doesn't do that, clearly he doesn't agree with Reish Lakish on that case. However, the Gemara could say maybe that was exactly what they were discussing. Maybe the people that were discussing Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish didn't actually know what the argument was, and what they were saying is, if you want to say that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish disagree about where you discovered the second avera before you designated the karban for the first avera, Rabbi Yochanan would have to explain Reish Lakish's pasuk as where you ate the 1.5 kezias and then you ate the half kezias. That's what you would have to say. And if they disagree about where you discovered the second avera after you designated the karban for the first avera, then Reish Lakish would be forced to explain Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk as the case where you discovered the second avera after you already brought the karban chatas. However, they weren't sure, and they were just kind of saying, if the argument is like this, then you'd have to say this, and if the argument is like this, then you'd have to say like this. But they weren't actually sure what the machlokas was. Shkayach.